You're listening to SBS News.
Moderna is already being used in many other countries. In the United States, more than 140 million doses have been administered. Now the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has confirmed the vaccine is coming to Australia.
We don't cut corners when it comes to vaccines.
Moderna has been given the green light by the nation's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Professor John Skerritt is the head of the TGA and says the vaccine has shown excellent results.
It's proving to be 93% efficacious against any infection, 98% against severe disease, and 100% against death. And that's really exciting.
The federal government acknowledges there's still much work to do. According to today's figures, just over 22% of Australians have had two doses of a COVID vaccine. 1 million doses of the Moderna jab are expected to arrive next month, followed by 3 million each month after that. Pfizer supplies are expected to double to 2 million doses a week from October, and AstraZeneca continues to be made locally at a rate of 1 million doses a week. Professor Skerritt says Australian children as young as 6 months could be used to trial the Moderna vaccine.
We welcome that because while preschoolers and young children, we have to be absolutely convinced about safety.
The approval of Australia's second mRNA vaccine comes as urgency for the jab reaches new highs. 70 Australians are currently in ICU and 67 of those are in New South Wales. That number is consuming key health and political leaders across the country. But the minister representing the health minister in the Senate, Senator Richard Colbeck, was tested on the figures by Labor in Question Time today.
How many Australians are in an ICU due to COVID today?
Thank you, Mr. President. As of the last advice that I have, Mr. President, I'll have to take that question on notice. I just don't have the details specifically in front of me today.
The Prime Minister was asked whether he was concerned by his minister's performance.
But why didn't he know?
We had the most recent information available to him.
He had no information. He said he had to take it on notice.
Well, he has that information, and I'm sure if he's asked, then he'll provide the appropriate answer.
You have confidence in him?
Yes, I do.
Scott Morrison's personal approval ratings have plunged into negative territory for the first time. According to the latest news poll published in the Australian newspaper, support for the coalition at its lowest level since the Black Summer bushfires.
I know Australians are frustrated. I know they're sick of it. I know they're angry. And I know they want it to stop and for life to get back to where they knew it. But what we have to do now is recognise the reality of the challenge we have in front of us.
Getting approval for Moderna's vaccine is a big step, but it doesn't guarantee stretched supply chains can deliver. This month, South Korea revealed its expected Moderna intake had been halved. The federal government is confident that won't happen here. If the rollout of Moderna provides the surge in supply that is hoped for, vaccine coverage could dramatically increase by the end of the year. The plan to minimise serious illness and death that's been endorsed by National Cabinet requires at least 70% of Australians to be vaccinated.